Well, I'm going to be sharing my entire screen. I don't know if that's... Ah!
Oh, God.
I see myself.
Oh, God.
I'm hideous. Oh. Fuck!
There you go.
All right. This is you know this website? This is called GBA Temp?
Yes.
Have you ever been here?
I've been there once or twice in the past. I was able to, tell people how it's a sin to try to steal free games, and that's typically what I just do there. Is I go there and I remind people that they're bad people.
Now look at you.
And then
now.
I brag about being a lawyer.
This is what you do now. Now you steal games.
I don't steal games. I go in and I make fun of them.
Make fun of games or people? Do you make fun of people who steal games?
I make fun of people in general.
Aren't you a lawyer?
Yes, and it's the best part is that I get to help people, and then in the back of my head be like, you idiots. I get to feel better about myself than everybody else. It's sort of like a self-esteem thing where, I feel good about myself by saying, hey, at least I'm not as bad as that guy or girl.
Yeah, at least I know what statutory rape is, right?
Yep, I know what it is.
Yeah, this guy doesn't. My client didn't.
Not necessarily. He's like, hey, Judge, he didn't know.
Does that work? Could you just...
No.
I believe it would work. Like, Your Honor, my client is so fucking retarded. He didn't know he can fuck. He can't fuck.
Well, hold on. Wait a second. There is a defense there. If somebody is, like, mentally insane...
That's what I'm saying.
You could get not guilty by reason of insanity. And all that means is you don't go to prison for the rest of your life. You go to a mental institution for the rest of your life.
Well, can you go out on probation?
It depends on what the crime is.
Anyways, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the EOF cast. This is a new, brand new episode coming to you straight from the grain, the vine. This is a new episode. You're not listening to an old episode right now. This isn't a re-recording. This isn't something old. This is new. And to prove it to you, we're going to be looking at the top. It's not even top five because there's like people posting the same fucking shit all the time. So we're going to be looking at five threads from the first page of the EOF, the Edge of the Forum, on the website gbatemp.net. Let's go, baby. We're back.
Let's go. When was the last time you did an EOF cast? Is this like the first one of 2023 in October 1st?
Or? This is the third one in 2023. Third. I'm not that dead.
All right. Well, welcome to a new season.
It's not a new season. It's the same.
Well, welcome to episode three. You know what they say? The third episode, it always takes three to get good. The third one's the good one.
There's been 48.
48. One Piece gets good after like episode one, but other series, they get good after episode like 30. So maybe 49, episode 49 is the charm. Maybe this will start to take off.
That's what I tell people who try to get into the EOF cast, because a lot of people come up to me and they're like, hey, how do I get into the EOF cast? Where do I start? Do I start from episode one or do I skip to episode 17? I'm like, you gotta wait at least 300 episodes in. That's when the main story begins and it gets good.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're going to be looking at some threads from people I've never heard before. Starting from a thread by KRZYS4X titled, Lies of P Sucks Because It's Dark Souls Thing Crap. Sounds like a good thread.
It looks like a good thread.
Lies of P, I wanted to buy that game, but I was like, nah, I need a save for Spider-Man 2. It's coming out the same month. I better save for that because those games, they ain't cheap. Anyways, he says, in his thread, I don't like Dark Souls. So I think he's referencing Dark Souls, but I'm not sure. Also, it's wooden graphics. I like only shooter games. And he posted a video titled Deathloop PL. And I think this is uploaded by him because it's the same profile picture.
How many subscribers does this guy have?
11.
Wow. He's got so much less than me. Again, I'm judging other people based on myself. You see, I have a lot of subscribers, way more than 11. I think even you have way more than 11, Alan John. And it's like, you know, I put myself on a scale above you, but even you are better than this guy, if that makes you feel good about yourself.
Is that what we judge people on now?
The amount of subscribers that, and we're both doctors.
Okay, doctors. I'm not going to that doctor. He's got sub 1 million. I don't think he's trustworthy.
This dude's got sub 20.
Oh my god.
He's got sub 12. This guy. I don't even know him. Is his thing, he's a well-known member, which really means nothing because everybody by default's a well-known member.
Registered in 200 some messages.
Poland. I have way more messages than him. Poland. Way more messages.
Poland.
I bet that if you take all of my XP on GBA temp, I rank higher than this guy who I've never heard of. Also, my name's yellow golden-ish. So that's makes me better also.
So what's interesting is that he's from Poland. And in Polish, I don't know if you've ever had any friends who are Polish, but that's literally how their names are spelt.
with a number in it.
Yeah. Maybe sometimes they have a number. Sometimes they don't. I don't know. Anyways, let's watch this video. I want to see what.
Sure.
Oh my God. It's an hour long. What the fuck?
No, we're not going to watch that video.
I think this is Deathloop.
Why did he start it in the middle?
I don't know. Why is it? Wait, what does this have to do with anything? This is just, wait, I need to hear this. I need to hear if he talks. No, he doesn't. He's not talking. It's just gameplay. Just an hour long. Is this even HD? No, this is 720p. What? Okay, I mean, this is the EOF. What are you going to do? X65 responded with, does wood anger you? Cool Me responded with, there's no jalapenos in it, so yes. What?
There's no jalapenos in wood, so yes, wood angers him. Did he spell jalapenos right? I can't really see from your screen. Oh, no. God.
He spelled it with an H.
Ay.
I'm going to make the text a little bit bigger. Silver Res responds with lies of penis. Lies of P looks like a really good game. I'll buy it when it's on sale. I can't find it in physical stores, though. Can't find a physical copy of it. It's only like on PSN, but I don't, because I paid extra for a PlayStation 5 with a disc drive. I'm not buying your fucking digital games. You know, I want the disc.
Oh, I have the PS5 with the disc drive, but now that I think about it, I don't think I own any physical PS5 games.
But that's the point of physical media. You buy used games for cheap, like 3 years later.
I have a handful of PS4 games that are still on discs, but I also still have my PS4.
Yeah, I can't play PS4 games. I didn't buy a PS4. I bought a PS5. Give me the fucking PS5 version of your game, or else I'm not there. Forget about it. All right, next thread. I need to find a good thread. Wait, what is this? This is from 2023. It's too old. This is another. Wait, okay, I'm gonna do something really stupid. I never done this before on an EOF cast, but I'm doing it right now because the title just intrigues me so much. This is another thread by our Polish friend, KRZYS4X, titled, I have glaucoma and bad live and could have leukemia because blood diagnostic.
Yikes.
What?
Well, you're qualified to, you know, diagnose him, aren't you?
I am literally an oncologist. I am literally a cancer doctor. So I am the only man qualified on this entire website who could actually diagnose our friend KRZYS4X. So, you know,
go ahead and do it.
I'm just going to, okay, let's read the post. He says, bad liver. I have either residual schizophrenia. I weighed 135 kilograms, maybe less fat. I must eat. Shit ton of emojis. I think two of these emojis I made. I made two of these emojis. Can you find them?
The ones that you made?
Yeah.
I didn't know that you can make emojis.
No, I made them for the website because I'm cool like that.
The beer.
Nope.
The switch.
Yes.
Both switches?
No. Only the one where he's holding it.
Oh, neat.
And there's one more.
Oh, the one where he's holding something else?
Yeah.
Cool. I did it.
No, you didn't guess it.
The switch?
No, you already said that. No.
The stomp donk.
What? No.
The switch.
You're so close.
The Wii U.
Yes. You guessed it. Yeah, those were made by Alan John. Yeah.
The reason it took me so long is because I forgot what the Wii U was.
It's the best console ever created.
Did you own one?
No.
Yeah,
I actually saw one for a good price some time ago, like a year ago on the used market, but I didn't get it because I was like, okay, I live with my parents. How am I going to justify this purchase? Like, why would I?
You don't pay rent.
No, because I already have a PS5. How would I explain to my parents that I bought a defunct console from a bygone era? For what? To play Mario? To play Yippee Yahoo? No.
Well, yeah, exactly. Isn't that the only way that you can play? Let's see. What games are locked to the Wii U that are like decent?
None. I think they've all been ported to the Switch.
All the good ones have been ported, yeah.
So there's like there's a very good case you could make that it's a great system for emulation, especially like a 3DS.
Well, isn't the Switch the same deal with that?
No. Yeah, but you can't really properly play 3DS games just because the Wii U has two screens. Because you can have the lower screen on your tablet.
Oh, wait a second. The Wind Waker remake isn't on Switch yet.
Fuck, you're right.
Huh. That's goofy. I forgot
about that. But you could argue that's a GameCube game. So just play it on the GameCube.
Okay, I guess.
Okay. Oh.
Or the Wii. You could play it on the Wii because you could put the GameCube game into the Wii.
That's like saying I can play Grand Theft Auto San Andreas on the PlayStation 3 because it's backwards compatible with the PlayStation 2. Well, at least some versions are. Chris4X says, chest x-ray results at Monday, 14:00 Polish time. You won't be able to find leukemia through a chest x-ray. That's not... How
is Polish time the same time as Ukrainian time?
It's 1 hour before. So I'm an hour later. So fuck, we might have to do a follow up because when was this posted? Friday, 6 p.m. Dude, what if Krishit4X is gonna die? What if he's gonna die Monday?
Yikes,
that's gonna be so sad. This is gonna be the last time he's mentioned in the on the podcast. Informational sphere.
Is 135 kg a lot or a little?
Multiply that by 2, roughly, and that's going to be in pounds.
Not fat ass.
He is. Well, I'm not going to judge. Who knows? Maybe he's a bodybuilder. Maybe he's like 6'6 and full of muscle. Maybe he's some kind of Polish LeBron James. Who the fuck knows?
All I know is he's probably got residual schizophrenia.
This guy, I can't pronounce that shit. It's even though I'm a
schizophrenia.
Doctor. Schizophrenia. Well, you say it all the time. You're a lawyer. You're like, hey, my client has schizophrenia. Judge,
my client's got schizophrenia.
Yeah, that's why he raped that 15-year-old boy.
Ay, ay, ay.
Anyways,
you treat that as the only crime there is.
Those are the only crimes you talk about in the chat. You're like, oh my God,
I don't talk about that. You bring them up.
15-year-old boy. How am I going to defend him? That's all you talk about.
Here's the best part. I've never represented a rapist. I've never represented any of those kind of people ever.
Shit, maybe I'm confusing something. I don't know. I could have sworn you talked about that. Right?
No, you do. You always bring it up. I've never represented somebody like that. You're
always like asking us questions like if she's 18 but she's going to turn 18 next month, and like you keep asking.
I literally never asked that. That is an Alan John question that the rest of us just ignore.
Shit, maybe I'm misremembering things. I don't know. I work a lot at work. I don't know. I get often confused. Anyways. Oh, shit. Chris4X just lost 2 kilos. Look at that.
Good for him. Is how many pounds is that?
That's 132 kgs to lbs. Why is it lbs? It's almost 300 pounds.
Jeez Louise, how tall is this guy?
Well, I don't know. What is your height? At least 190 to 2 meters. That's actually pretty tall. That's a bit taller than me. That's 6 feet, but that's not the correct, because it's not decimal. Why can't Google just fucking convert? It's 6'3". He's 6'3" to 6'4". That's his all right. Height.
That's pretty. That's pretty tall.
Are you moving further away from the microphone?
No.
Okay. I could have sworn.
I'm kissing the microphone.
Don't kiss it. All right, X659-4378 responded with, did someone hack your account? No mention of rifles, Xbox fridge, or jalapenos. How does X misspell jalapeno?
You know, no. Now I'm over here thinking, because X is a doctor. He's a smart guy. Not as smart as me, but he's pretty smart. I feel like he is making a reference. I don't know this X, the Polish guy. I imagine that he is constantly calling it jalapenos with an H. That's why somebody else called it jalapenos with an H, and now he's making the reference to that. So I think that he purposely misspelled it in terms of a reference.
I need to do a deep dive on this guy because this looks so interesting. This is the most interesting character in EOF lore in quite a while. This guy, he's been on the site since 2018.
Wow. I've never... Oh, wait, whoa, you go to his profile post, go to the second one.
How are the jalapenos today? September 11th, 2023.
What the fuck? Oh, no!
What?
Oh, no. No, not good. Not good. That's not the day to ask that.
Oh, my God. X65 woke up on 9/11, and the first thing he did was go to KRZYS4X's page and posted that.
How are the jalapenos today? That's pretty rough.
Oh, my God. What is this guy? Who is this? I never didn't eat chili dogs or jalapeno. This is his thread. Oh, my God. Oh, whoa. We got pictures of food. A shit ton of pictures of food.
A Oh my God, wait, it's 10 pages long, this thread.
Is this his thread, though? Yes, it is.
Yes. Wow.
Oh my God, I think we talked about this on the previous EOF cast. Holy shit.
Did you?
I don't know, but this video looks familiar. Okay, we got a... Okay, update. Some pictures of ice cream. This is on page 10.
Page... Is it 9 or 10?
It's 10.
Oh, it's on page...
No, 9. 9, yeah. 9. Sorry. 9. I'm sorry. Fuck.
All right. No, it's fine. Hey, hold down the fort. I'll be right back. Hold down the fort. Keep talking. Keep going. I punched my microphone. I apologize.
We are now looking at some Neapolitan ice cream. I think this is chocolate, strawberry, vanilla, and extra vanilla? Piss? I don't know. It's yellow ice cream. And what else? Oh, we got some salads. We got some salads, another potato salad. And let's go. What the fuck are these sandwiches? What the fuck is that? What? Okay, that's just bread, some mayo, some type of meat, and I think those are red peppers. I think those are just bell peppers. That is so sad looking. What the fuck? This is what I imagine Polish people eat. My God. Wow. This is like a cheesecake situation. This is the next photo. This looks appetizing, actually. People who are listening to this, I think this is another ice cream. Yeah, people who are listening to this are super confused. Right now, we're on a thread on the EOF titled... I never didn't eat chili dogs or jalapeno. We're on the 9th page. And if I understand correctly, this is a thread where KRSCX4X just posts whatever the fuck he eats that day. This is so hilarious. Why would he post this? What is that? What is that? That's a soup. It looks like some kind of soup or something. I don't know. What is that? Is that a stew or a soup? Shit, I don't even know if I should be talking about this. I should wait until Eric Zander comes by. And we're going to look at this together because I don't know, man. I don't know what to think of this. Anyways, about my personal life, I broke up with a girl who liked me, who I liked. It just wasn't working out, and she was very nice. She had big tits. Whenever I'm not posting an EOF cast, just imagine, just think to yourself that I have a successful relationship with somebody, because that's usually the thing. When my personal life is great, then I don't post podcasts. When it's shit, that's when I start recording. Ugh. It's like, yeah, it was a good relationship, lasted a good 3 months, but then it just, you know, all good things must come to an end sooner or later. I think I'm going to fart right now, but I don't know if my microphone's going to pick it up, and I don't know how creepy that's going to be. I think Eric ditched me. I think he's not coming back. I don't think he's coming back. Wait, I can actually see his webcam. No. No, I can't see his webcam. Oh. He turned it off. What do you guys think? Should I record EOF casts with a webcam? Do you want to see this ugly ass face? I don't want you guys to see my ugly ass face, but not because I don't trust you guys, just because I don't like this face that I have on my face, on my head. It's just not nice looking at all. I don't think it's a nice face at all. Eric, are you back? I can hear you.
Hey.
How long have you been here? Because I went on a bit of a tangent.
No, I just got back.
Okay. We're looking at this thread, and I think this thread exists for the sole purpose of Chris's... We're just going to call him Chris 4X.
Okay.
I think Chris Forex just posts whatever he eats that day into this thread. Look at these sandwiches. What do you think of this? This is the saddest shit I've ever seen.
You know, they're interesting. Yeah, it is pretty sad.
It's
interesting, though. Yeah, you know, at first I thought they were like crackers, like he had like you know, like toasted crackers with like, you know, meat and stuff. And it's like, oh yeah, that'd be a good appetizer. But if that's his meal, sorry.
Look, he's got an Xbox controller.
Mm-hmm.
What games do you think Chris 4X plays?
Lies of P. I mean,
I think he plays Serious Dark Sam, Souls. Dark Souls, and
Cyberpunk. If my Chris 4X lore is up to date, he only likes shooters.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's probably into Cyberpunk and what's it? Serious Sam and Witcher.
Witcher.
Those are the only Polish games I know. I was doing a bit there where I was Talos Principle. He's into Talos Principle. That's
from a Polish studio. Okay. See, I wouldn't have connected all of that. Hey, have you ever played that New York Times game Wordle?
Yeah.
Of course, everybody has. Have you ever played Connections?
Never heard of it.
I just heard of it yesterday. It's another one of their games where you know they give you 16 seemingly just random words, and you're supposed to group those words into groups of four based on what they are. And it's
hard. So it's like a context based thing. You're supposed to figure out what they're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm never gonna check that out, but it sounds interesting.
It is.
Look, a photo of a cheesecake. That's interesting, right?
Well, that's good. I mean, he shouldn't be eating cheesecake if he weighs almost 300 pounds.
Yeah, I keep forgetting that. Like, I'm looking at all these photos. Look, he has another tub of ice cream. What are these flavors, though? Because, look, we could guess that...
Chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, and...
yeah, what's the other one?
Is that pistachio, maybe?
Wait, I got to close the door. Is it green? I gotta close the door. Keep talking. I gotta close the
door. I think it's going to be pistachio because it's green. It could also be mint. Or maybe it's not green. Maybe it's yellow. Maybe it's like a banana flavored or I don't know. Sauerkraut, maybe? Because, I guess sauerkraut's more German than anything else.
Like, what could it be? Because you think it's vanilla, but there's already white ice cream.
Maybe it's French vanilla and then regular vanilla.
That wouldn't make sense. Nobody would. I'm the only thing that comes to me is lemon.
Oh, lemon might work. Ew, gross.
But it's like a sweet lemon. But what's a sweet lemon? That's an orange. Is it?
Huh. I don't like the middle of all of them. I just don't like that little area.
It looks like it's menstruating.
It looks pretty gnarly.
It's like you tell your girlfriend, "I don't care."
Yeah, well, no, I'm looking at that. I kind of care. That's kind of I'll be like, "Oh, never mind. I'll catch you later."
All right, what's next? What the fuck is this?
Soup. That is tomato basil soup.
How do you know that?
I don't know. I
don't see any tomato. You know,
I don't either. Actually, I don't know why I said it was tomato. I figured it could be like creamy tomato. I'm mostly projecting. I would love some tomato soup right now.
Yeah, I'd love some other.
It's a vegetable soup, yummy and healthy.
Oh, so he's finally eating healthy. Great. Yeah, well, that's great.
Good job, Chris.
What the fuck is this? This doesn't look healthy. I don't know what this looks like.
Is that mashed potatoes? Or maybe au gratin? No, I think they're mashed.
No, I don't think they're mashed at all. I think those are young potatoes.
Oh, okay. What's the brown thing up top?
That's probably a Polish meatball.
Oh, okay. Well, that's not healthy.
It's not enough protein. This is what I'm looking at all these photographs. There's a lot of carbs, a lot of sugar, and not enough protein. This is probably the only piece of protein that he had, other than like the ones on the sandwiches in the earlier day.
So because I was gone, did any of these have jalapenos? Because I'm pretty sure that's a red bell pepper.
Yeah, that looks either like a red bell pepper or some tomatoes. I don't know. No, that's a pepper. That's a pepper.
It's a pepper.
There's a tomato hidden there, I think, like right in the middle. I think that's
a tomato. Oh, that might be a tomato, yeah.
All right, what's the next photo? Oh, the Xbox controller is back. Now we have some sandwiches and some poop sandwiches.
I want to say that's ham. I don't know, though.
No, I think is that Vegemite?
What, oh my God. Where are you going to get Vegemite in Poland?
That's what I'm saying. That spread looks very different. And it's butter underneath it. So there's butter underneath it, but there's like...
It's a shit sandwich.
With a turd. There's
does he really eat like open-faced sandwiches like that with like a piece of meat and like three bell peppers?
Yes, that's like a standard Eastern European thing because we don't have enough money for two slices of bread.
He's got five slices right there. When I have a sandwich, I have at most two. He's got five, so don't give me that bullshit that he doesn't have enough bread. He's got plenty of bread.
Well, it's an old tradition.
No. What would make more sense if instead of having one piece of bread with one piece of ham and three things of peppers, and then another piece of bread with one piece of ham and three peppers, is you put them together. Now you got two pieces of bread, two pieces of meat, and six peppers.
There's not enough meat, though. Look at that meat, especially.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. That is pretty sad.
Do they not have meat? He needs more protein. I think the issue is that he has high cholesterol, and some fucking stupid GP told him he needs to eat less meat. I think that might be what's happening. All right.
Well, why doesn't he take the shit sandwich and put it on top of the other one? Because at least then you're getting all the flavors combined. You know what I mean? Do you think those two pieces of bread will go good together? I'm just trying to like say like yeah, you can eat healthy, but the presentation I'm not a fan of. I feel like if he takes the one with like at least a decent sized piece of meat and the one with all of the shit on it and combine it together, yeah, assuming that the shit tastes good.
When you bite it, you're going to have to balance the peppers so that they don't fall off. But if you just
clap them together...
Then it's going to hold together at least.
You're right? Going to have a pepper fly into your nose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or your eye.
Do you think he has eyes?
I don't know what to say.
Next photo, there's some mashed potatoes, I think, with some tomatoes and some onions. And I think that's... What is that? Is that a pickle?
That looks like a noodle.
A noodle? No, it looks
yeah.
It's got seeds in this in the middle of it.
Which one? Wait, point your mouse to it. Which one are you talking about?
This is what I'm talking about.
Is that not a noodle?
No,
oh, that's is not it a pickle. Noodle.
That looks like a chopped pickle. Sliced, I mean. Huh.
You know, this one doesn't look too bad. I mean, like not as like a full meal, but I'd eat that on the side.
Yeah, me too. It was like nothing here is something that I would throw up. Oh, look, this is
you wouldn't throw up the shit sandwich?
I don't know if that's shit. That might be some kind of jam.
Have you ever had Vegemite?
No.
Me either. Apparently, it's an acquired taste.
It might be like a peanut butter. You know, who knows?
I heard that it's just like really salty.
You know what else is? Really? Never.
Okay, so look at this chocolate with strawberries.
Yo, look how big it is, though. You just know that thing is big. Maybe it's not. I don't know. We don't have
any. Yeah, we don't really have a good perspective. In fact, is that on top of a mouse pad or is that like, what is that?
Well, I think that is a tablecloth.
Well, if that's a tablecloth, then that is a gigantic chocolate bar.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If it's a mouse pad, then it's a tiny chocolate bar.
Yeah, I don't think any mouse pads with that kind of design exist. I don't think any gamer is like, I want flowers on my mouse pad.
You don't know.
Oh, ice cream.
Ooh.
Oh, look.
That looks like one of those ice creams where like the cone itself tastes better than the ice cream.
Huh. That's a good argument.
His hand doesn't look like it's a 300-pound hand.
I was just about to say his fingers aren't fat. That's a good thing. That means he's probably super muscular. That's what I'm saying.
That's good.
He fucking lifts, dude. Some more soup.
More soup.
Okay. He literally just posts whatever he eats. Okay, there's some chicken here, I think. That's a chicken. I don't know.
What is the whites? Oh, you think that's chicken?
Yeah, I think that meat is chicken.
Hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's a cucumber sliced. Has to be.
Again, that doesn't look too bad.
Yeah. This looks like
The chicken looks kind of bland.
Standard Eastern European cuisine. Very standard.
Yeah, I'd scarf that down.
What the fuck is this, though? Oh, this looks like some cake.
Oh, it's maybe that's probably Jell-O.
I think it's Jell-O cake.
Yeah.
Okay.
What a sad day for this not to be. Oh, those are donuts.
Oh, thank God! I was scrolling, and I thought something completely different.
Oh wait, no, wait. Those are probably bagels, actually, not donuts.
No, those are donuts.
No, they look like they're split in the middle. Like a bagel.
Nah, that's just from the deep frying because they fry on one side and then they turn it over.
Well, I hope that they're bagels and not donuts.
Okay. You were saying?
What a sad day for this not to be a visual podcast.
Yeah. Well, this thread is just open source, so you could...
We're on page 9, everybody, of the I never didn't eat chili dogs or jalapeno.
What is this? Is that
It looks like bruschetta.
It might be, you know what that else might be? That might be lard.
Oh my God, dude.
Yeah, that might be lard. Like,
have you ever eaten lard?
Yeah. It's not
I haven't.
It's not good.
I feel like that's the stuff that you're not supposed to eat.
The thing is, I might be crucified for that in Ukraine because Ukraine is well known for its lard. And if you don't like lard in Ukraine, geez, it's like being in Japan and not liking sushi.
You think they all like sushi in Japan?
They have to. That's the only thing they have, right?
They have Pokemon.
Yeah,
and
they don't eat
ramen noodles. Well,
ramen.
Actually, good question. So you know chocobos from Final Fantasy?
Yeah.
Do you think they would taste good?
Don't they like carry people and run?
Yeah, they're like horses, but they're also birds.
I think they wouldn't taste that good. I think the meat would be very rough.
Yeah.
I think so, because usually animals, like horses and stuff, their meat doesn't taste that good because they keep working a lot and the muscles are exhausted or something like that. I might be making this shit up, by the way.
No, that sounds right, but I just wonder if the fact that they're also part bird, well, entirely bird, changes it. Like, do ostriches, those are big birds, assuming Big Bird was a bird and not a Muppet,
probably not taste good. Probably tastes more like a human, which isn't very appetizing.
Yeah, my clients would know.
All right.
Whoa, that's a lot nastier looking. Those are definitely hot dogs, but there's no bun.
Yeah,
and this is ketchup. And is that Dijon mustard, or is that just... No, that's dark mustard.
I think that's just mustard, ketchup, and what's the white stuff?
I don't know. Do the hot dogs have ringworm?
No, I don't think that's ringworm. I don't think ringworm looks like that.
Are you sure? Because
I think that's just a watermark on the hot dog. You know how some companies they put like watermarks.
Oh, come on. They're like, it's just so that you're always reminded that this is in fact an Oscar Mayer wiener.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God.
This is when he was told he needs to sit on a diet because look, there's no bun.
There's no bun. Okay, is that another Eastern European thing? I'm sorry, I'm ignorant about this, but like why do they look like that?
What exactly?
Aren't hot dogs like reddish?
I mean in Eastern Europe we sometimes eat just sausages. Pork sausages that look like this without anything.
Hold on, wait. I have sausage. Hold on one sec. Let me grab it.
Oh, shit. You're going to show us your sausage? Nice. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so sad I didn't start up OBS before recording. I would have recorded all of this for you guys. I'm so sorry.
So this is the food that my dog eats as a treat. I don't really eat them, but look, that's what we got.
That looks... Wait, is that supposed to be dog food? Or is that normal food that you just don't eat and give to your dog?
That one. It's normal food. I mean, we normally give dog normal food, like dog food. But for a treat, we're like, hey, here's a little piece of a hot dog.
Oh, so you don't eat that at all. That's not part of your diet. You just buy that at the groceries for your dog.
Yes, I could use it. I could eat it myself. I just don't.
That's nice. That's a nice thing that you do for the dog.
Yeah, too bad the dog is a bitch, but hold on. Let me put this away.
Yeah, put your sausage back where it belongs. God damn it. He fucked it up. Wow, that's his kitchen? Wow. Where did Eric Zatter go? I can't see him. Fuck, is he dead? Fuck. Oh my God, I think he died. Anyways, I'm just looking at the sausage right now and the lard sandwiches. I don't know what else I'm supposed to do. You guys, people who listen to the podcast, what do you usually do when listening to this podcast? Piece of shit. Do you, like, listen to it during your commute?
Sorry, my coffee's almost gone, so I had to pour my whiskey and Coke.
Oh, what? Wait. I jumped to the end. Oh shit, accidentally. Okay, we're back to the sausages.
Gross.
Hey, 2, 3, sausage. I'm a black man. What's the song?
Like, what?
The song that the used to be popular like 3 years ago, where the girls sing about sausages. Anyways, next photo. He fucks up his diet. He gets the menstruating ice cream again.
What is that in the middle? Okay, so this has a better angle. So it's yellow, so it's definitely not the, because the earlier one looked green to me, so I was like pistachio, but no, this is yellow, so maybe it is lemon. That is weird though.
I've never seen lemon ice cream.
Now that I think about it, it can't be. I mean, it's probably not disgusting.
No, it has to taste good. It's ice cream. It's probably like a little bit acidic, like lemon zest pie, you know, something like that. It probably tastes great.
But now that I think about it, I don't know what my hesitation is, because you know, obviously strawberry ice cream doesn't bother me one bit, but if you think about it, it's like
I love
it. I love it too, but like if you you know, if you went 20 something years of your life and never hearing about the existence of strawberry ice cream and you first think of it, you'd be like, wait, strawberry?
Nah, I don't think so. Strawberries have always been associated with something sweet, right? Lemon is like, oh, you eat lemon when you're sick because it's killed bacteria or something.
Okay, would orange ice cream make you uncomfortable at first?
That's a great question. I don't think so, no.
No. Apple ice cream.
Now, that's where you get me, but not because I don't like apples. It's because that everything's that's apple-like based or something. You know, those sour candies, those Skittles with apple? I don't like that shit.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I don't like sour candies with apple. Anything that's green, take that away from me. That doesn't taste like apple. Also, drinks. Like, not apple juice, but, you know, apple Mountain Dew or something like that. Mm-mm.
Oh.
Nope.
Well, apple cider, of course, tastes like apples.
Well, apple cider is a billion times better than anything apple-related in candy.
That's true. I got a gallon of apple cider two days ago, and I'm about halfway gone through it.
That's great. You share some with me. I'd love some.
All right. Here. Let me just pass this over to you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, next one. Carrots. He's eating carrots now. That's great. It's good for your eyesight and penis health.
I don't have anything to contribute to that. Is that true?
Yeah, it makes your cum red.
Red, not orange? It makes it red?
Yeah.
Gonna be bleeding? Oh, God.
It's not bleeding. It's the pigment.
No. Oh, God. No more carrots.
You should eat, like, a lot of carrots. And then, you know, with your significant other, try an experiment.
It's like a Halloween joke.
Yeah, that's what you should do on Halloween. Like, oh, where's your costume? You'll see. You'll see what I got.
Oh, God. What is this? Is this cake? Is this chicken with gravy? Is it bread?
Now that I have a close-up, I know exactly what this is. Are you ready?
What?
This is bread and butter.
Oh, no. It's just bread and butter.
It's just like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pieces of bread with butter. And by the way, since this is Eastern Europe, that butter isn't salted.
Oh, God. So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. It's not like he added any of it, too.
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't look like it.
Is the bread at least toasted?
Nope. Just regular bread.
Oh, my God. How did it not break when he spread it? Maybe it's margarine.
Probably, since it's Eastern Europe.
Yeah. Isn't margarine like a little easier to spread than butter?
I don't know because I've never I don't know if the butter that I have is real butter because it's gone so fucked up that I can't tell. The only way I would know is if I made my own butter. It just keeps coming out red for some reason. Anyways,
more ringworm dogs.
Yeah, just two sausages, some mustard and ketchup. Ice cream. This is what he eats. Smack vanilla. That translates. Smack vanilla translates literally as a taste of vanilla.
Oh, do you speak Polish?
No.
Is it at all similar to Ukrainian?
A little bit. It's like a. Oh, shit. English doesn't have any.
As Spanish a little bit.
It's like Spanish and Mexican.
That's okay.
What is this? This is vanilla yogurt with peach. Yeah, this is no peach, just vanilla yogurt. Okay, yogurt's good for your colon. And what's this?
Is that A chicken nuggy? It looks like a scallop.
I'm confused as well. I don't know what this is. Something.
I gotta go blow my nose so that nobody gets disgusted. Hold on.
Yeah, I do the same, but just to fart. I'm gonna fart right now. Fuck it. All right. That was silent. Nobody heard that. That's amazing. Wow. I don't know what this is, though.
I had to make sure my dog wasn't acting a fool.
I think these are pancakes.
What? Yeah. I never would have guessed that in a million years.
I think those are like small pancakes.
Those look like crab cakes.
It's definitely... it's definitely fried. It might be like pancakes with something mixed with it, like apples, or maybe even potatoes, like a hash brown pancake sort of situation. That might be it. Okay, next up, just vegetables with. Who the fuck eats ketchup with tomatoes? No. What the fuck?
That was my first thought too. We look at it and we're like, oh, that looks good. Why the fuck is there ketchup?
It's right there touching the... What the fuck?
That makes no sense. I bet the white stuff is ranch.
That's definitely mayo. That's not ranch. That's mayo.
No way. Really?
Yeah, they don't have ranch in Poland.
They have mayo?
Of course they have mayo.
They have mayo, but you use mayo with like your vegetables? I'm learning a lot.
But Chris4X apparently does.
Also, are those sliced up tomatoes, and is that a cherry tomato also?
I think so, yeah.
He's got three types of tomatoes on that plate. He's got the cherry tomato, the normal tomato, and the fucking ketchup.
That is so sad.
That is wild, dude.
What the fuck? Who eats a tomato and thinks, you know what this needs? More tomato. Give me liquefied tomato on this.
A tomato smoothie or a tomato puree.
That's fucking... I mean, you know, tomatoes are good for your penis. Like, no joke. They increase. No, I'm not. I'm serious. They increase the blood flow. So, who knows? Chris4X might be hung.
So, what happens if you just eat a ton of tomatoes and a ton of carrots? Like, what's going to happen on Halloween?
I don't know, but your significant other is definitely going to be surprised. Okay,
so all right, this food looks all right. More carrots, more potato. Do they eat a lot of potatoes over there?
Yeah, because it's a good source of nutrients and it's relatively inexpensive. What the fuck is this?
Looks like sausage mixed with the tomato or potatoes?
No, I think that's scrambled egg.
Oh. In a bowl?
Yeah, I think that's scrambled egg with some pieces of meat. I don't know if that's sausage.
That's interesting.
Very interesting. Okay. Next up, that's more of the same. This is... Okay. It's more of the same. Oh my god, look at that.
Dude, his hand is tiny. He does not weigh that much.
That hand is not tiny at all. Look how big it is compared to that can and compared to the Xbox controller. That is
big, you're right.
Fucking hand.
Hey, but look, it's a mouse pad.
Oh shit. Oh shit, that does look like a mouse pad.
It's a flower mouse pad.
Is that a mouse pad or more like a thing you put your keyboard on? Wow.
Or a desk pad, I guess.
Yeah, that looks like a Polish desk pad. Wow.
Yeah, actually, yeah, he's got a big old hand.
That is a large hand. That is a man. I would not want to be in a fight with Chris 4X. Damn. Okay, some chips. Ooh, nice. Scallion, green onion chips. That's nice. I'd love some chips. Too bad they cause cancer.
And schizophrenia.
No.
Residual.
Not proved. What the fuck does residual schizophrenia even mean? Wait a minute.
I don't know. Hold we got to ask our boy Chris.
Residual means that it's something left over after treatment. What the
fuck? Yeah, he's still got a little bit of schizo in him. Schizophrenia. I'm sorry. You're not supposed to abbreviate that.
Maybe it means that he's on medication, but he still gets like some clowns appearing in his room. Are we going to jail for cyberbullying this guy?
I don't think so. I mean,
everything he's posted, this is all public.
Yeah, no, we're not really. Yeah, and I don't really have anything against this guy. I mean, I wish him the best.
Okay, next. Oh, look, that's how the chips look. Man, I want some
they look
chips.
Like regular Lay's sour cream and onion.
Whoa, what the fuck? Wait, I mean, what?
All right,
the
now fuck? I'm judging him.
What the fuck?
I no longer wish him the best. What is this crap? Is that graham crackers?
I thought it was bread on bread.
It is bread on bread, isn't it? Oh my God.
Wait. No, that can't be bread. No.
Wait, well, that said, we were just talking about how we want bread on top of bread, but we want some stuff in the middle.
Yeah, you know this, I mean? That's not what we were
this,
talking about.
This is not what we meant when...
Hello, this is Joe Biden. Unfortunately, due to poor security measures and technical difficulties, the recording ended here. Eric Sanders' computer was hacked. We don't know where from. We think it's from Poland, maybe. But anyways, Eric Sanders' computer was hacked and the recording had stopped. And it stopped right here. And so there's not going to be another part of this podcast. It ends right here, unfortunately. We apologize, and we really didn't want this to happen. So tune in next time when we fix all this. Hopefully it gets fixed, but I don't know, man. I don't, where do I go? Where do I stop? Where do I stop?